Good morning.
What was that question of yours?
Men's boxes, how do you pee?
I don't know how I got in this.
This has been a very interesting topic. Because I think because the Skims underwear, they don't have the hole that typically men have in their boxers. And so one guy was like, how the fuck am I supposed to pee? Like, if I'm at the urinal, like, I'm just supposed to, like,
unzip and whip it out like everybody else?
But see, some people don't do that.
They just go through the little hole?
Yeah.
And I guess I don't wear boxers. I wear briefs, so there's that.
Whatever. But it's like, how do you pee? And so, yes, we are deep in men's business in this because a lot of men were like, well, you know, like you said, you just go and pull it out. But like some of them were like, well, you use the urinal? And then some of them was like, yeah, no, I go to the stall because you got to wipe it. Like, most niggas don't.
I taught Kason them that.
Don't do that.
Because I always say, make sure you take your little piece of paper towel, little tissue, wipe down. No girl want no freaking man that smell like pee in his underwear.
But see, we know that's a lie. Most like, here's why I say that. Because we know that.
Really ain't no hole in it.
Right. We know that hygiene in this heightened sense is new for men. Very new. I.e. when we talk about wiping thine booty hole.
She got some nice stuff in her, but I can't buy it.
We know that that's new. Men wiping that thing, actually wiping it, is new. Which is why a lot of girls have expensive dingleberries.
Sorry. What women are you talking about? Sorry.
I always tell people there's a reason why when we talk about, like, when we look at families or whatever, there's a reason why only your mom did laundry, especially the man's laundry. There's a reason for that.
We all did laundry.
Well, yeah, for y'all, but I'm saying if there's a man present,
yes,
like, there's a reason why only they did his laundry. And it's not because, oh, well, yeah, that's my man, I'm gonna do his laundry. It's because that nigga had skid marks. Like, that's a truth for a lot of men, like, of a subset age. Skid marks. That's why you hear some women are able to tell stories like, yeah, that nigga got up from the bed and, like, there was a skid mark on my sheets and I didn't realize it until after he left. But it's like, you didn't...
You guys, that's really frightening.
You didn't...
Can you smell that?
You got down there and you didn't.
Cause I stopped. Any immediate.
There have been lots of things wrong with the men that I've tapped. However,
you doing the bending?
Hygiene has not been one of those.
She says she's tapped.
Oh.
Tap can go both ways. Come on now.
You're a misogynist?
Tapping on one way. Don't do that.
I am an advocate for people changing their language around sex. Because when men folk talk about sex, it's always doing it to women and not with women. So when I talk about my sexual experiences, I tapped.
Amen.
We tapped. We had fun.
I know that's right.
I fucked. I'm like, what happened? What happened?
You saw that nigga out, huh?
We fucked. What happened?
I'm Italy.
I think it's great. Now, I asked Demetrius this.
Oh, I'm scared.
I want to see, can I find it?
Was he serious about it?
No, he was dead serious.
Okay, great.
What exactly did you ask him?
I said, hold on.
I'm surprised I cut my hair down yesterday.
Hold on.
Oh, what time is it? 8:14. I'll leave you about 11.
I asked him.
I'll leave at 10.
Hold on. I want to know. Did Damn, I asked him a lot, actually.
Oh, wow.
Asked him a whole lot.
Got into a whole thing.
Because it was like a minute and 42 second thing. But he responded. And like, I'm going to can it. I want to really hear it.
Oh, I got to leave that to you.
Niggas who use the PO are some nasty ass niggas. Because first thing first. Have jeans on and it's a fucking zipper, you don't think that shit gonna hurt? It takes longer when you just pull your fucking pants down a little bit and take a fucking piss. What's it called? Then niggas don't be wiping. Then you gotta jiggle your shit to make sure everything is out. You're supposed to wipe it, but niggas don't do that. So, and then, if you don't, if they don't wipe it and they put it back inside their pants or whatever, that's a little bit of piss hitting their fucking jeans. So, that just made them some nasty ass niggas. Pull it down, take aim, piss, wipe, put it back up and wash your motherfucking hands.
Fair. Mm-hmm. Fair.
I don't disagree with that.
He's gonna hear that.
Many men, have mercy, y'all. Many men are gonna hear this and be like, "Pardon?"
Now we had further conversation on the phone about it, but and that led to the well, it doesn't even fit through the hole, which is a completely different conversation. Pause me.
It's been back
recording. Oh, we're back? Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. So, yeah. Now that we got that off the way. My God.
I'm learning lots about you people.
You people.
The men folk.
You people.
People with penises.
Again, you people.
I'm a lady. She's not talking about me.
So y'all ain't got penises.
I have a large clitoris.
I don't. A penis is for a white man.
What do you
like?
Have?
Cocks of white.
Right.
This is dick over here.
I know that's right.
This is dick over here.
Well, I'm a lady.
I don't use. I too am a lady.
Those words.
But and to be clear, I sit and pee. To be clear here. I only stand on drunk
Patrick
nights.
Patrick has a lot of delusions, especially for a Capricorn, and you really have to excuse him.
I sit in pee for real.
And we're going to put a pin in that. But some of the other delusions that Patrick holds is that he thinks he has 4C hair, and Patrick thinks that he is a dark-skinned black man.
I did not come here today to be attacked.
So...
I
and if you know Patrick and have seen Patrick, you know how much of a farce that is. So I'm just giving y'all additional context, you know. Right. So now you can rewind back like 30 seconds.
To sit on here.
I'm just saying.
And attack my complexion.
Oh, please.
Like, the colorism from one dark skin person to another is crazy. The texturism.
He's making stuff up.
The texturism, like, are we being shadist, really?
Shadist?
Oh, bitch, I was like, what's his poem?
Did she get hit?
No, I think she had a sty on her eye and it just never went away. Why? Because she should have went to the doctor because it was so large instead of putting cream on it. At least that's what I'm gonna say. I don't know. But this shade is It's crazy. This thing you have against the texture. I have very, very forest-y hair, thank you. Shut up.
How long has it had a lot?
In what part?
Exactly. If you have to ask in what part?
Who's that like on?
I operate in the context of me.
Why don't you just meet me in the meeting? I'm just saying.
That's the point here is I sit and pee.
You sit and pee, got it.
So I wipe. I'm for one, the whole splashing thing just don't.
What that pisses me off. Like, yeah. Any man that's listening, you ever been to a urinal and pee and it splashes back on your legs and you got on shorts?
Okay, that's not what I meant, but okay.
Girl. It's the worst thing ever. And then you try to hit the little splash thing that's in there and it stick.
Ew. Now wait.
My God.
That is a very serious problem.
Is there not, there's a drain in the urinal, right?
But it's water in it. So it's
The water's not splashing back on me. Well,
because the way it's shaped, like, so literally it is like, it's hitting, almost like even in the regular toilet, like, you're staying there and you're trying to pee in there, that's gonna, also, even though it looks like a straight stream, it's not. Like, it's still like, depending on how bad you have to pee or how long you've been holding it, it can come out any kind of way.
Yeah, just like girls, okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then, but the thing you have to add in with men is, it might curve. Some niggas' dicks curve upward. Lord forbid you're like erect. See, now you have a whole nother thing to play around with. Like,
the curved upward dicks always just be scaring me.
I really would like to know how it got like that.
When they put it in their pants and they, when they were kids and it used to get hard, they used to keep it flapped up instead of down. That's how that happens. That's why, like, people who did curve to the right or to the left, they used to put it in a certain position when they were going through school and trying to hide. For example, this is a little TMI for everybody. Mine goes down because I used to tuck to hide. That's how that happens.
The more you know.
That's crazy because this is one thing from high school. And when I say it takes the meanest left turn, like, no, bitch. Like, it really.
Yeah, because he used to keep that bit right there.
Like, but that bitch. This is, like, it literally, bitch.
That's the penis scary. Is nothing but a muscle. And it develops the same way as every other muscle in your body.
I think you're supposed to go to the doctor and get that
corrected. You can.
Though. You're supposed to. You're not supposed to.
Because it makes a lot of things hard and difficult.
Yeah.
No pun intended.
Nope. But I actually do think about, like, because if it's curving that, like a candy cane, how do you, like, everything about that seems uncomfortable.
They turn to the side and do it.
That's still heavily uncomfortable because the other person, that seems uncomfortable.
Very much so.
I hate a curved penis. Like, that's super curved.
And this is also very TMI. That's also like, when if I'm topping, I don't let people ride because it bends back. And that shit hurts like a motherfucker.
Well, you're supposed to ride in a certain way. If it's like that, they're supposed to sit like you're sitting and they're supposed to front.
That way, but they be this way. Yeah, and no. That hurts.
You're supposed to flip it on around. Shook.
Yeah.
It
needs to be. But you know how many people don't know how to do that?
Oh. Been doing this a long time.
Same.
Kiss me in the mouth.
Yeah.
You know how I don't eat that thing.
What a good curved up penis in the right. And if somebody know what he do with it, will put you down through there. I don't
know. I prefer the curve. I like the curve down because it especially, yeah, it pushes down right where it needs to. It pushes down.
That curve up just be hitting that top part and it just be something crazy. I don't know what that is. But it can also start hurting after a while too.
Wow.
Welcome to Raw and Unfiltered, the podcast.
None of mine are curved. Have been curved.
Really?
No.
You're missing something.
I believe it.
You're missing something. There's something that it.
I guess something it does to. It's just something that it does to you.
What the fuck?
just something it does to you.
I believe that.
I don't know that.
Bring that dog at you.
I don't know that. Really? Yeah, like. It's fun.
This is not an ad for curved penis.
It's not.
I don't know. It's almost like that. Wow, this is completely a horrible topic. It's almost like the girth versus length on both.
I like a good mix. I mean, they say a girthy six is good, but I love a good mix.
I don't like skinny ones.
Nobody likes
skinny. That's like something poking you.
That's ew. It's not even pretty.
You know.
But you know, too much girth can like push a lot of air into you. And I don't like that. That made my stomach hurt.
I don't like too much either. It needs to be like a regular amount.
I think so. Like a okay. So when you so like this is good.
That's good.
Around
yes,
three is good. When we start getting somewhere around here and here,
that's a problem.
Okay. Yeah.
That's a problem.
Yes. But it has been done.
Yes, it has been.
It has been done.
It has been. And my experience after everything is over has never been good.
Grab that bottle of tea.
Which one?
That one over there.
I know you lying.
Grab that bottle right there.
This?
Bitch, no. No, bitch, no. That bottle. This? No.
Bitch, the one back there that says, woo!
Hold on, bitch.
This?
Yes.
Grab that. Grab that. Toss it here. Yes.
What is this?
Girl. Yeah. So it has been done that you...
But let me see that.
Pardon?
Girl, take your good one for that there.
I do too.
Let me see. I need to read the bottle.
Oh, I was supposed to good that thing for the throb.
She a slow creeper. Oh, bitch, she's a slow creeper.
Oh. I've seen the websites.
She about got something on my double Scorpio.
Oh, yeah. It's that one and that other one. It's another bottle over there, T.
I can't do nothing back to back. Hold on. We need a good 5-minute grace period.
Oh, yeah.
What is this one?
She just say brown bottle, sister.
She's going to let my body calm down a minute before we do that.
So, those are what we call poppers. They are
extra strong.
Nitrates.
Okay.
It helps the body to relax while you are doing anything, actually. Yeah.
It also enhances sensation for me.
Yes. Like a lot.
A lot.
Now does it gives you like a pretty much like a head high. If you're already like popped a gummy or smoked or whatever,
yeah,
she's gonna add to her. And
I like how she don't have a smell.
Yeah, yeah. Huh. But like, if you're like having a problem, like if it is a larger size and you're having a problem like adjusting or like relaxing to it,
I love using these when I top more than I bottom. It's crazy.
It's gonna take it from here to here.
Thing will start going.
It's gonna open that thing will start.
Zion.
What's that sound?
Do not start. Oh my gosh.
It's gonna take you from a stroke or a slope. That's a crib.
Put up the top. Push that shit out, nigga. Push that shit out.
Jesus. Mom, I have no idea what he's talking about.
Remember, you don't want to start this.
Jesus.
Huh.
I recommend people start with the Rush first.
I hate that brand.
I do as well, but if you're a beginner, it is a good starter.
That and Jungle Juice Platinum.
Yes. I'm not a fan of her either. But if you're a beginner,
starter.
They are good starters to get the body acclimated to where you want to be.
Make it up to that dope scorpion.
You shake the thing, put it in that freezer or refrigerator for a little bit and shake that thing loose.
I only keep mine in the fridge.
My God.
Helps them last longer.
Gets the party going, I tell you. We've learned things. I don't know. I encourage you. I'm not going to hold you. I encourage you. If not you, that nigga. Sniff this.
I don't know. You know, some niggas, they have a reverse effect.
Wash that thing. If it had a reverse effect, he's a...
I like using them when I'm topping more than I bottom. So there's the...
If it has a reverse effect, he's a bottom.
If I'm honest, I don't even really know...
She like it?
I heard you when you explained it, but I...
You can't really conceptualize until you've like really done it or seen it like in motion.
Mm-hmm.
But you have been watching a certain type of artistry to see it in motion.
No, some niggas don't like when they bottoms use it.
I mean, because for some people, I think they're like, they're doing it to take the feeling away. Not to help enhance the moment and enjoy the moment, true. But they're doing it to take their mind off of it because you can't get into bottoming. So that's why.
I have to explain that though. I only use it to enhance the feeling, not to run away.
Yeah.
Like, make my body. No.
Yeah. But some people also are into the whole watching you go through the motion of like adjusting to larger things. So that's why some niggas are like that. Because this is one nigga on Twitter that's like, they was like, I hate that. But this nigga has like 13 or 14 inches of hard cock. And it's like.
Thick?
Yes. Mm. And he literally says, I like watching people struggle to take it, like, and that.
That's
funny. Now, say he runs across one that doesn't struggle.
Oh, he does. I mean, and I've seen his clip, so he definitely is a take his time and talk. Mm. Like, he definitely does that. So, I think that's why he also likes it, because he likes the intimacy of it all.
Okay.
So, that's why. But still.
Yeah.
It's like 13 inches of hard cock.
I can do it.
Jesus.
This has been a lot for Omar.
A class.
I say that often.
A class.
What? I do. I love the Elmo saying.
Men trying to prove why their last name should be taken.
Oh dear gosh.
I thought that covers it. This conversation has made it back to the internet again?
It was still going on.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
It's like 2-3 months now?
No, it's been like 2-3 weeks.
This conversation happened like 2-3 months ago, too.
Oh, damn. I missed that.
About that girl in the whole legacy situation. And a dude walked out on her at the restaurant.
Yeah,
it was like 2 months ago.
Niggas are still upset. Niggas are still... They still hot about it.
You can suck a fart out, bitches.
They're still hot about it. I think... Because one nigga, he was like, he felt like it was a great question to ask. He did say that. He's like, I think it was a great question to ask.
Mm-hmm.
But then he used himself as an example. And his last name. He was like, you know, I was taught, you know, Harris Men. I think that was the last name. He was like, Harris Men are this, they're that. You know, they stand up for their community. They're great fathers. They're wonderful leaders. They teach this, that, and the third. And then he got to and this is what I'm teaching my son.
Mm.
But you're not married. And so, to say that your name is worth passing along to someone, but you didn't pass that last name on to the woman you had your son with.
Mm.
So is said last name actually worth what you're saying?
Mm.
No.
On the other side of that, I wish niggas would actually come into the realization that the whole premise is of someone having to drop their name and take yours is about ownership.
Yes.
And this is not that.
Yes, correct. Correct.
Like, and I believe in, like, if you want to do the hyphenation, like, I wholeheartedly believe in that. Mm-hmm. I also believe in just keeping your own last name, because at the end of the day, if you're married, you're married. But, like, niggas truly get offended by the whole hyphen thing. Mm-hmm. And I don't.
That's how I was going to be when I get married. It's definitely going to be a hyphenation, because, bitch, I don't know what you thought this was.
It just makes sense. But, like, also, for the person who chooses to drop their name, I don't think the other person takes into account. Nobody wants their relationship to end. But if it does, the amount of money, struggle, strife, and headache it takes to change your name back.
Correct. Mm-hmm.
Get all of your legal documents back changed.
Change, like, it in the first place.
Yes. Like, as someone, my mom has been married 3 times, and I have watched her go through this 3 times. Like, it damn near took her 10 years to get all her stuff back in line from the last marriage.
Like, you know, my cousin Charmeet, her and Derek been married for a minute. For all her stuff, you call her phone right now. You have reached Charmeethia Max Swain. You would never, it'll never say Charmeethia Grider. She'll introduce herself as Charmeethia Grider, but all her other stuff, it says Charmeethia Max Swain. She has not changed that name.
I think that's good, though. Like, it's just smart. Just smart. But the men are hot. They're hot about it.
I think they should choke. Like,
because at one point we do know the whole situation of taking the last name was about ownership, but now it's not.
Well, for them it is.
Enhanced slavery?
That's the problem, though. Like, they're not evolving, like, they're not evolving past it.
Mm-hmm. Just a bunch of primates, like, running around.
It originally meant ownership, and it still means ownership for a lot of them, I feel.
Yeah.
And I think everybody should do whatever the hell they want to do. Like, just do whatever the fuck you feel like is most feasible for you. But if I get married, I either wouldn't change it at all, or I would hyphenate. It just depends on the mood that I'm in. If and when it actually happens. Yeah, somebody reading down your block. You talking about you don't live in the hood. And it's probably a white boy named Max down there.
No, it might.
It's actually probably a white boy and a big ass F-250 motherfucker.
Tony got married yesterday?
Oh, he did. Not that Tony, girl. Girl, not that.
And Darius was the
was the officiant, yeah.
Moving right along. It's
first from the church house.
So, yeah. I mean, I hate the... I haven't heard a singular good, like, why you should... And first of all, if you have to convince somebody on why they should take your last name,
you should
probably... That means you probably didn't appear as a person who I may have naturally wanted to take your name anyway. That requires some introspection on your part. Like,
I do agree.
I don't really care, like... No. That's just too much work at the end of the day. It's too much work. Respect it if you choose to do it, but... That sounds like a lot for Emma.
It is.
And I don't even want kids, so the whole bit of, like... Well, everybody in the house can have the same last name.
But it's like...
It's just gonna be me in the house.
Right. But it's like, who in the fuck is... Ain't no kid thinking about that. Oh, mommy has a different last name. No kid is thinking about that. Because you're not calling each other by your last name, by your whole name in the house.
Yeah.
The fuck? Make a whole new name. Come here, jackass.
You know what I am tired of? I'm tired of men doing the whole, like, do you want kids? And when you say no,
they get.
Oh my gosh.
You done shook them niggas up when you say no, because what do you mean no?
They and everybody have the same response. It's either, so you don't want, like, a little you? I'm 5 feet tall. I am a little me. I am a little me. Like, what are you?
But also, thinking you're going to have a kid and they're going to be like, you is wild.
And that's a selfish reason to have one.
And who are you that your child should be like?
Exactly.
That's what it's
like. Exactly. I would want them to be infinitely better. But like, I am the little me. I'm not.
I love
that. What about your legacy?
Yeah.
I too am my legacy.
I love that one. What about your legacy?
I am my legacy.
My nigga, what are you leaving behind?
I am my legacy. I'm a first generation college grad, bitch. I am literally the legacy.
I am the legacy.
That's it. Period. Full stop.
Beginning. In the end.
It was me. And if the buck stopped with me, guess what?
It just stops. What am I going to say? Oh, well.
It was a ride.
This was fun.
Now, if Patrick fuck around and turn all of us into vampires, then I really will be the legacy. Like,
not valid.
Now I'm here forever.
When the vampire has kids, are the kids vampires?
If we go by Twilight, technically. See, and the originals, technically.
Yeah.
Technically.
Hmm. They'll live a long time, too.
It's okay. I write it in the contract.
Hopefully you make it back.
I'm coming back. I'm coming back. Have you met me? I'm the worst nightmare.
He gonna bring legions with him. That's a part of the problem.
I'm the worst nightmare. You.
Just make sure we can get out the city.
No, it has to be in the contract. Like, we not staying here. They come with that shit with you. You have to stay here forever. Bitch.
Luckily,
no.
Luckily, Mobile is not that far. So, I mean. You ain't gotta, you know.
You know.
Once you escape, you ain't gotta.
But, like.
Get too far.
We not staying in New Orleans.
I got the whole world I want to see.
That, too. But, like, we not fucking staying in New Orleans. If it comes to that, I'm gonna have to be like, okay, so what's happened here to where y'all are confined to this space? What went wrong? What did y'all do? Who confined y'all here? Who do I talk to make sure that I don't have to stay here? Me and mine don't have to stay here.
It's just, it's a spooky place. Maybe it's like a energy harvesting type of thing, you know?
It could be that.
Could be energy harvesting.
Mm-hmm.
It could be that.
Cause New Orleans wouldn't have that problem. Like, you have plenty of energy to.
I mean, yeah, but it's like energy of dead people.
Probably true.
Dead energy.
I mean, and the crazy people that come.
I'm about to say, yeah, and the tourists that come there. So I mean, it's an endless snack.
Doing Mardi Gras, they probably be high as fuck off energy.
I wonder, but then it's like you can literally go and travel the world, and that energy could be Brazil.
True.
Transylvania.
Yeah, like really everywhere. As long as
we was coasting. Why would you?
Like, just as long as you're around
Atlanta.
Ooh.
He wanna be a host so bad.
Houston.
Vegas, New York,
don't indulge.
LA, Vancouver, Toronto, Cancun.
The only thing he's Barbados? Thinking about is being a slut.
I mean,
Miami,
Venice, Italy,
London.
Boy, it's not that complicated.
These are a lot of white people places y'all name.
Oh, well, I was just going with the flow. Wait, one second.
I was
supposed
to go and have a good time.
Wait, 1 second.
I want to go out the country. Not that tight.
Well, if we're talking about the master plan here.
I mean, yeah, but we.
The book got to start somewhere.
I mean, attacking wise, yeah. I don't want to do none of those things.
As long as there's in the contract where there's an option to kill and not turn. I need that.
Oh, yeah, I don't think that. I think that's how you got to do something to turn. Like,
yeah.
Oh,
okay, yeah, I need to
just. You don't just bite them and they turn. Hell no, that defeats the fucking purpose. The fuck? Because now, instead of biting, I just got to rip your fucking heart out.
Yeah, I do want to.
I'm not against, but it's not the right
thing. Have y'all ever watched Once Upon a Time?
Yes.
Y'all know when Regina used to rich and beast us?
Yes, Lord.
That's what I want to do.
Yes, Lord.
And just crush it.
Now, Kiff.
Yeah. And just.
Going back to the, it's not the right thing to do. Mm-hmm. Oh, but I'm the crazy one. Do y'all hear yourselves?
I'm just saying, that is
and
a badass
move. Just grab a bitch
move.
Heart and just
that is a bad
walk away
ass
and like
move.
You've never met me a day in your life. And that bitch walks away.
That's a
and just randomly just crush it in the middle of the night.
Like, come on.
Like, and that just keep them bitches stored.
That is so cool.
Regina from Once Upon a Time is who y'all want Cersei from Game of Thrones to be.
She was a bad bitch.
But it's also
why she's also my favorite character.
Magic. If Cersei had magic, that's probably who the fuck she would have been.
She's my favorite character.
She a bird. Who? Wait.
Regina?
I actually got to finish. I'm on like season 6.
I hated her bad, but she was phenomenal. She's phenomenal.
She had good intentions.
She's a phenomenal villain.
Just went the wrong way.
And her outfit's A. I'm sorry. When she was in the Enchanted Forest,
with that French rose.
Yeah.
Who taught you that?
There's some color around here.
Hey. Come on. She. Yes. Fine.
It's not right.
But it's okay.
Yes.
Because I'm going for the straight up that road. Straight up 95. Straight to DC.
Yeah.
Straight to DC.
It's gonna be like, what's the other vampire show? It came out in 2008.
I used to
love her. True Blood.
Oh.
It's gonna be like that.
Mm-hmm.
Straight up. Wake your old ass up, nigga. Wake up, nigga.
How did you get in here? Gone. Just that quick. I just want to let him operate and then just randomly watch him on TV one day. Just send everybody into a frenzy. And imagine having all of them just laid out in front of you and just crushing all of them at one time, and they just just start dropping. They just start dropping left and right.
Wish they would shut the world down.
They would. And that's what they'll never know who did it.
World stop. Carry on.
Yeah, never know who did it.
So y'all wanna go to New Orleans.
I'm not taking that trip.
You know,
y'all.
Listen, honestly, we already incriminating ourselves right now.
Okay, first of all, FBI. Leave me out of it. I'm not taking that trip with y'all. I will. Maybe y'all can put like a little GoPro situation on. Put me on your chair.
We gotta get there. I'll have the conversation because we gotta get the contracts.
Yes.
These are our demands.
Yes.
What are yours? But these are ours. This is what we need. And I gotta be able to take it back to the group and get the okay before I say blame it. And yeah, no, y'all can't bite them.
The no soul part though.
What you mean no soul part? I feel like that's a fake.
And I can't go to the Rock City on Sunday?
That's also a fake.
Oh.
That whole garlic, that is not real.
I knew that.
It better not be real. Bitch, if I can't...
I was supposed to say, how are we supposed to know?
Bitch, if I can't... And food, I gotta be able to eat real food.
Mind you, I sent Patrick a tweet that was like, black people could never be vampires because we put fucking garlic and
everything.
Like, we would kill ourselves.
I feel like a little bit won't hurt.
That shit gotta be fake.
If they say you can't eat garlic, I'm gonna be mad as hell.
But like, also, I need to be able to eat real food.
I think you can.
I better be. And enjoy it.
I don't want to have to drink blood all the time.
You see how many bullet points we have to keep
the blood bank on
in order to be happy as a goddamn vampire when I could just...
I'm willing to add that bit. I'm willing to keep adding. They gonna think I'm a leader when I get through. Because it's gonna be a 4-page letter. It might even be 8. What are these? All my demands.
And I'm not sleeping in no fucking coffin.
You ain't gonna do that. Who dog?
Who motherfucking mutt?
You know they got the little park.
Now they be sitting them little punk ass dogs out on the balcony sometimes.
Did you see the white dog earlier? He was really cute. I did.
She got here talking to white people. No, I don't fuck these folks.
I was talking to the dog, really.
And the man, he go, oh, it's a decent.
I did ask his person what kind of breed he was. He was cute.
Dog larger than her.
What they got to do with anything? No stars.
They talk to you, my folks. I think I'm friendly.
Damn, they go, hey, how are you?
Hi, how are you?
How the hell are you, bud?
Maya! Put her there!
Oh my god.
Dude, smile. I've never talked to you.
Sorry.
How are you?
Oh. God damn it, brother. Say, put her there.
Put her there.
They say.
How's the missus?
How's everything? Oh my god, I saw the girl you had with you in your apartment. I was like, she your girlfriend? I didn't know. I used to see a lot of men go in and out of here.
Oh, whoa!
The slick disses.
Whoa.
The slick disses.
I would have to hit a meme. What do you mean by that?
What do you mean by that?
Always. What do you mean by that?
What do you mean by that?
Well, you know, you just always have a lot of men in and out, and...
Cool. And how would you know that?
Well, I see across, and sometimes I do see in here. My camera goes off every now and again, and I thought we'd think if somebody come to my house, would it be yours? And it wakes me up in the middle of the night, about 2 a.m.
Bitch, I would.
Fuck you, your camera, your earplugs, your hearing aids, everything's wrong.
I would.
Scream?
Yes.
Who that?
Who dying?
See, the last time I asked that question out loud, it was D'Angelo. I found out about D'Angelo via Apple Music. Literally, I was at work hosting an event, and I'm on the aux, and I go and I press like home, mm-hmm. and it said, "Remembering D'Angelo," and I said, "What do they mean by that?" And then I opened Twitter.
I wept.
And then there it was.
I wept. Because my God. Folks dying who ain't never died before.
Mm. Isn't that such an insane sentence?
Yes.
You think Trey Melvin be with Dwight?
Latinos.
I can see that for him.
Yeah, Latinos, definitely. I think it'd be a disservice to give him white, but definitely Latinos. Yeah. I'm still stuck on what you said about that other one, though.
Which one? That's a lot of...
Avery.
Oh.
That fucked me up. That really fucked me up. Jesus. I hope not.
I mean, you got a profile. That's your colorist.
Ooh. Oh, bitch. A colorist, and then now he's gotten older and trying to date people who look like him, and it still don't work. I don't think the color is the problem. Of course, we know that. It's him. It's always been him.
My God. Today.
What the fuck is this?
No, people.
What
the bullshit I sent you?
What the?
For people, this was fun.
I will curse.
We really enjoyed our guest host, too. Yeah. Any last words, everyone?
Elmo had a blast.
Mm-hmm.
Elmo will allegedly be back. When? Elmo don't know, you know. Elmo works like a Hebrew.
Oh, God. Day and night. Drinking from a coffee pot. None of you want to touch. So excuse me. I have to go relieve myself.
No, this was fun.
Pimp sub hose down.
Mobile on top.
Yeah.
Always.
Listen.
Hey!
Live on tone.
Big murder, big murder, girl.
Really?
In a room full of haters, that's always a real bitch. Shout out to the 334. Drop foes in the comments chat.
Drop foes in the comments. Hey.
Oh no. It's something about that infinity sign. That'll always sit right.
Drop foes in the chat.
Where did foes come from?
334.
Hey! Oh! I'm going home tomorrow, actually. It's almost Minecraft season.
Yeah!
You actually can't
take. I like them girls in them cowgirls.
Yeah, cool country.
I like them girls in them daisy dudes.
Hey.
Yeah, they don't know nothing about that. They over here singing all this other shit. They don't know nothing about no country
shit. Child, they just got here. Cause what I know for the country is slow rolling.
Hey.
Yeah.
And what you do, what you talking with emotion.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Don't, we're city girls, but that's okay.
I mean, city girls raised by country ass folk. That's why they
do. The 334, the home of the mother of the Clark sisters, Mattie Mouse Clark, Selma, Alabama. And the home of Michael Jackson's mother in Eufaula, Alabama. Not too far from where I am from. We produce greats. It's all right.
And we saw how that slave mentality was passed on to me. Amen. Yeah. I'm always at the last word of right when at that. See how she let that man beat on her children? Both of them at that.
At least my city don't flood.
And on them too.